there is the border crossing, Canadian border crossing, Hamilton and at least two others. I think Ollie Hewitt was one of them. I don't know if Bill Dilger was one of them or not. They were returning to Cornell from some meetings, and the meetings might have been in Detroit. In any case, the shortest distance is to go through Canada. This was during the Second World War. They were coming, they had gone into Canada, and they were coming back out of Canada. When they stopped at the border, they would ask you, what is your name, where were you born, you know, the basic questions. Hamilton was asleep in the back seat. The other people in the car answered the questions, and the border guard said, what about him? And somebody nudged him. He opened his eyes suddenly and sat up and spoke only German. And he wouldn't stop speaking German. And the guard, I don't know if the guard pulled his gun or not, I wouldn't doubt it, hauled them all into the office, interrogated them, and for literally an hour or more, the way I heard it, Hamilton only spoke German. And the other guys are absolutely panicked because, you know, this was wartime. We were fighting Germany at the time. And so that's the border crossing story.